Hi, I'm Liz Cully, and welcome back to Cool, Cool, Cool. Each week, I give you a glimpse into what I think is cool and chat with a ton of people that are definitely cool. No topic is off bounds unless, I guess, it's not cool. Welcome to Cool, Cool, Cool. I mean, I feel like you dressed for me today, and I couldn't be more flattered. Because you look not only hot to tot to trot, but I mean, juicy velour is my personality.
As a millennial who got kicked out of boarding school, I listened to your last episode of your diary and I was like, damn, we're very similar
humans. I didn't get kicked out. Isn't that the craziest part though? Not only did I not get kicked out of boarding school after said event, which you apparently listened to, which God, I'm really doing the Lord's work by bringing you guys into my deepest, darkest secrets here. They made me a proctor. Which are you, you know what that means, right?
Does that mean you're like an advisor?
Yeah, it's like in between the students and the teachers. Remember, you'd have like a proctor in the dorm. Wow. I know. I actually think they did that so that I wouldn't sue them. Not that my parents loved me enough nor cared enough to think about suing them.
To get litigious.
It's so interesting. You know, I love Paris Hilton so much, which you're really evoking.
I'm a direct descendant of Paris Hilton.
Not really, though.
No. She just taught me how to be a woman.
Yes. Same. I mean, down to the chihuahua. Like it's
down to the chihuahua and also getting out of Maseratis with your pussy out.
Have you done that?
I would like to.
Oh.
I'm open.
Yeah. We could
just
probably
full flash.
That. Honestly, just come to Glendale. Everybody has a leased or stolen Maserati. So you could just give it a whirl.
Ask the guys out there.
Like, yeah. Hey, can I borrow this? My neighbor has one. In fact, actually, speaking of Maseratis, I've never had a really wonderful day on Wednesday where he and I left our respective homes at the same time. We do not get along. And all of a sudden I was in front of him, which doesn't really make sense. And I Tokyo fucking drift across lanes on the 134 just to cut his motherfucking ass off.
Wow.
It was like skirt, Michelle skirt. Rodriguez, nothing skirt. On me. Just fast and furious. Yeah, it was amazing.
I love that.
I lost my train of thought of why I love you. Took me on another world.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go, girl.
Paris Hilton boarding schools. I think I did not go to the type of boarding school that she went to. Did you go to reform boarding school or regular boarding school?
I went Rego.
Yeah, which makes sense because you and I had like a million American Girl dolls, which we'll get into, and went to boarding school. So clearly, while we might have been unloved, we were definitely fed and taken care of. So I think about like what went down at boarding school when I went in the early 2000s. And that shit is like not okay, actually.
I was a hoe.
You hoed out. I went to Amherst College, which was a bus ride away, 30 minutes, and slept with college men.
Did your hoeing off campus? You exported your
hoe. Yeah, because, and then you want to know what's so crazy? This will blow your mind. My mom used to sign me out for the weekends to Amherst College.
Damn.
Like with a homie from San Francisco, and I would just be in the dorms. Which is in fucking, it's like incredible, unbelievable, so not okay.
Our sales skills started early.
Yeah, that's
I was able real. To convince my father to buy us a bunch of Robitussin. I'm so sorry if my father sees this.
And what'd you do with the Robitussin?
Robo-tripped.
What's robo-tripped?
You know how the rappers have lean?
Oh, yeah.
I had some lean sophomore year before a detention once and was robo-tripping during a detention.
Where'd you go to boarding school?
In Pennsylvania.
Which school?
The Hill School. It's where Trump's sons went, unfortunately.
Oh, because see, my brother, he's older, but he went to Choate, which is where Ivanka
love
went.
The word Choate.
Choate is OG. That's like Exeter. I wasn't smart enough to get into Choate. Which is fine, because that's where, like, real things go down. Probably, like, the Hill School.
The Hill School, I hope they feel a cold wind, because they did your girl dirty.
Why'd you get kicked out?
You know, I got caught drinking with a couple friends. I took the L, and I actually removed myself before they fully kicked me out. I did have a couple friends that got kicked out before me. We were just a pack of bad girls. We were a pack of bad girls. We had I can't wait to write this movie, about freshman year. We had a point system. For hooking up with freshman boys was 10 points. Hooking up with sophomore boys was 20, 30 for junior, 40 for senior.
So you were just in the thousands.
So We came up with this at a McDonald's once on a snowy day. There was like five or six of us, and one of us made the mistake of putting it on our AIM profile. And the shit went viral locally, let's say.
Yeah, because like it doesn't really go viral. It just goes like throughout AI Instant Messenger.
Through Instant Messenger to the point where during lunch, the lead of the senior class asked if he was presidential points.
That's
and luckily I was low key enough that people didn't know I was a slut. The other girls who were like sluttier in dressing got a lot of flack. I kind of laid low key, but that shit was lit. Also, we had a softball team in the spring that we were going to call the freshman slots, a casino theme. So we were being called the freshman slots, but it was our joke. You know, we were trying to take slut back, but it was too early. It was 2002. We weren't allowed to call ourselves sluts yet.
2002, you didn't even know what was going on. Like no one was taking back anything at that point. We were just trying to survive on the dime. Yeah, it's interesting. So you, what year did you, what, did you graduate high school? 2005?
2006.
Oh, so I'm older than you by That's a few beautiful. Years.
It's beautiful, sweetheart.
No, I'm just, this one. I'm just saying, like, when you were there or when you were in high school, like, the last year or two is when probably, like, the Facebook and MySpace came around.
Yes, Facebook came around, like, senior year of high school.
Of high school for you? Yeah. I just, like, thank God there was no true infiltration of social media when I was at boarding school. We didn't really, like, go on the, I go back to think about that. And we really used the World Wide Web for a search engine and writing our papers. Like it's so wild. In fact, that's all I really want to use a computer for anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, thank God. Thank God. So wait, so you get kicked out and then what happens?
My father tells me he's very disappointed in me.
Right.
Classic. Went to a Catholic school for 6 months and kind of phoned it in. And then
and where was that?
Maryland. Oh. And then I graduated from a school outside of Ocean City, Maryland, where I did the best I could to get the best grades I could and date the hottest guy I could and was the lead of my musical and really pulled
it together.
What musical? The Pajama Game. Okay.
What's the Pajama Game?
It's a B musical, Liz. I'm not proud, but I was the lead.
When did you know? You and I are both bisexual women.
Bisexual hotties.
When did you come out or know that you were bisexual? Was it at boarding school?
When I was a wee lass, I knew I was a gay.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I just liked everyone.
Yep.
I was so into, like, I don't know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but like not really for 2 seconds, as much as I was into DJ from Full House.
I would say Julia Stiles was my first, like.
Julia Stiles looks like a lesbian.
I would get with her today.
Would you?
Like today, Thursday, April the 11th or whatever day it is.
Really?
I would fuck
That's
her right
your
now.
Number one, Julia Stiles?
No. There's
Who's
a list.
Your number one?
Number one, Scarlett Johansson, probably.
Kid actor, weirdo. She's incredibly hot, but something's off.
Fine.
And she's a twin. Sorry. But like, I'm telling you, the twin kid actor, and she's married to that kind of guy from SNL.
They all marry some kind of guy, okay? I feel like all these girls I want to get with marry some kind of guy. And it's like, that guy's there. He doesn't need to be there.
They never need to be there.
No.
You could go full on Liz Cully and just swing all the way to the puss and marry a woman. Do you think you'd marry a woman?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? If her finances look good.
Yeah. That is the answer. Don't marry for love. I'm glad I did it. Wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't. Honestly, if Rachel left me tomorrow, which would, I mean, want, if I survived the breakup, because I don't think I would. Truly, I love her so deeply, like
she's so
intensely.
Sweet.
She's the best. She's like not that sweet,
yeah.
But she's quite entertaining privately. But I would go full on rich dude.
I've had so many opportunities for rich men to marry me. And I just don't want anyone to own me.
Well,
I don't want anyone to own me.
Guess what? Like my mother said, you can have a secret bank account. Also, don't sign a prenup. Solved.
Men are
only useful for that.
I am the rich man. I think at this point, if I settled for a schlub, it would be a failure.
You cannot settle for a schlub of any gender orientation or lack thereof gender orientation or preference. It is no scrubs.
I'd be dating some hotties, though. I'm not going to lie. I'd be making out, hooking up with hotties.
Hotties across the gender spectrum.
Hotties across the gender spectrum. I've been pulling some ass.
Have you?
Yes.
I mean, I can see that. I mean, the tits look amazing.
How do the tits look, sir?
They look they almost look like a breastplate. They
look at the Skims bra.
Oh, good. Okay, here we are. I have a Skims bra on, but I have like the granny one.
I have the sad ones that I call my sad bra.
I have a sad bra on
crossover.
Right now.
The crossover fits everybody.
Look.
I got this whole shaboodle for under my...
I'm not,
I feel like every podcast I go on, I'm like, look, I have boobs.
Great. I don't. Look, they're still not there.
Show me my boobs, sir. Thank you. Okay, cool.
Boy. Wow. Your boobs look like you're on RuPaul's Drag Race and it's a breastplate.
I am.
Which is the highest compliment, actually.
Thank you.
Because you know that gay men wouldn't be rocking no saggy titties.
True.
You know? All right, so you're pulling hotties left and right. Where are you meeting the hotties? On the internet?
No, I don't like strangers. I meet them through work.
You and I have so many similarities. We're blonde. We went to boarding school. We both had Samantha dolls. We both have an affinity for juicy couture. But you're also similar to me in the sense that I'm like, what the fuck does she do for work? Like, literally, I hear this all the time. People are like, what do you do? I'm like, who knows? But I know, I mean, you and I met through the cannabis space. Mm-hmm. I know that you are a comedian, but also a businesswoman, and you're also doing so well that you have a beach life and a city life. So when you say you meet them through work, is it through the cannabis world or is it through comedy or is it through like whatever Ponzi scheme you have going on? Allegedly?
I wish I had a side hustle on my side hustle. I do. My side hustle is Pilates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck. And I was just telling my Pilates instructor about you because she doesn't want to live here anymore. I'm like, dude, my friend is like in Ventura and goes to Ojai and is living, like working. Mm-hmm. Yes, I forgot about that.
I'm about to throw a comedy Pilates at Ojai Valley Athletic Center.
Wait, when?
Soon.
I'm programming. 100% coming to that.
Hashtag programming.
Because my friend Morgan Ramirez, who did my lawn, shout out Morami Studios, landscape design. She goes to that athletic club and she plays tennis with all the old people.
Love it. Yeah, we're trying to rejuvenate for the millennials that moved up during COVID. We're trying to do some programming. So it'll
Donald be Donald Glover and his kids or whatever.
Yeah. I would love to be in his production commune. Shout out.
Would you?
100,000%.
He's a dick.
Wow.
Full stop.
But I don't, that's, you know that's what? What's
I'm
up.
I'm evoking Rebel Wilson energy. Donald Glover was such a fucking little bitch to me at the Emmys. He's a no-go zone for me. Though I love Childish Gambino's first two records. Loved it. We'll remember
it
clearly.
Maybe the persona is cool.
The end of Backpack Rap for me, Childish Gambino. But he was so like rude to me. And I was like, nah, you can get all the, you can go eat sand.
I feel like that's the challenge of getting notoriety is remaining likable because everyone has something to say about everyone famous.
Well, you know, Nicki Minaj sucks. Well, you know, so sucks. You're really picking out some
sucky people.
Some sucky people.
For
we
sure.
can talk about some nice people. I just met Jacobs. Lovely.
Great.
Britt Marling, lovely.
Love it.
Diane Lane, lovely.
I hope to remain lovely.
You can. I actually think it's easy to remain lovely. Think about it.
There's something, some affinity people have for like assholes though and being a bitch. So I have this whole persona G Savage where I'm a female douchebag.
Right.
I think the pronouns are he, they.
Okay.
G Savage, female douchebag, he, they.
Okay.
Meaning like, what's up, bro? My dog. Like that sort of shit. Like, what's up, dude? Like these, I'm around all these bros selling weed. All day I deal with men. I deal with men all day doing sales, big business deals. G Savage doing big business in the cannabis industry. It's me. I sold.
Just gauged ear. You know how I've talked about this on your podcast. Gauged ears. Like fucking listening to Sublime with Rome as if it's like. Whatever.
You called them like, Long Beach guys.
Long Beach guys. They are Long Beach guys.
Well, there's some other guys. There's some Armenian guys in the valley. There's some equity
right.
people that they're making sure don't succeed because it's America.
Yeah.
Who are lovely. There's wonderful people in it, and there's absolute scumbags. So it varies during the day who I deal with, but I am someone who sold $700,000 worth of weed last month wholesale.
Are you allowed to say that on this podcast?
Why not?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Get your sales quota. On the record.
I do it to make the comedy. I sell weed to tell the jokes.
So you're meeting cannabis bros and that are hot and sleeping with them.
I do know some of them, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Listen, I had another similarity that you and I have. I had an affinity for hooking up with skatery, rappery, alleged drug dealery.
I was just dating a rapper, yes.
Guys, yes. You were just dating a rapper?
Yes.
No, not now.
I know.
What about women cannabis? Is that where you're meeting women?
No.
Where are you meeting the girls?
I met this really hot girl years ago, actually, and then reunited with her on the dance floor the other day.
On the dance
and
floor?
And we were sucking face.
What dance floor?
At a queer event in Silver Lake.
Called?
Gorgeous, Gorgeous.
God, I am so out of touch.
My friend has like the full programming. She knows every gay event that's going on, all the gays, all the girlies stuff.
Because so, I go to Anna Goodman stuff, which is like weoldykes.com. I don't know what.
Yeah, that is the term.
No, I actually think that's what the fucking party's called. Like dykesareold.com.
Bitterdykes.com.
No, I don't know. And oh, by the way, I'm saying that as if I go. I don't even go to those.
You just get the email.
I do get the email and then I just delete. I know.
I'm like tearing up.
Wait, okay. So you were on the dance floor in Silver Lake.
So I'm making out with this girl, sucking face. One of my little neurodivergent earplugs pops out while I'm making out with her. And I had to like, it was like a real choice in life.
Earplug or ear?
Earplugs. Like, so that it's not so loud in there. And this really hot girl I've wanted to make out with for years is like, and I'm like, I have to get my earplug. So anyway, that happened. And then I go to a queer event, not five nights later, and some girl steals her from me. And so I like wrong trees. I just love barking up them and fucking them and sitting on a wrong tree's face. I'm working on my intimacy issues, Liz.
I know. Let me tell you, it's a lifelong battle. I clearly have them as well. Yikes. Okay. Wow. What's it like working in, I know you're working in cannabis and we'll get to comedy because, well, actually, before I even start, is Savage your real last name? Okay. Because Rachel was asking. That's really a question directly from Rachel.
Love it.
She's like, is that her real last name?
The initial of my real last name. So G Savage has always been Amanda G Savage. And just recently I brought the G out because everyone was just calling me Amanda Savage. And I was sick of everyone ignoring the G within me.
Got it. The G within you. Yep. Yeah, I fucked up your email. Forgot it.
Yeah, so well, that's what a lot of people are fucking up. And I'm sick and fucking tired of no one respecting the G within.
I apologize to myself. Cannabis is in a weird spot.
Terrible.
It's been in a weird spot. Mm-hmm. I think California sort of like had the heyday and now New York is feeling the false sense that it's like the most magical place on the planet for cannabis. That will definitely go away soon, as we saw in California. But what is it like working in, you've done it for so long and you've worked for amazing brands.
I have.
What is working in cannabis like right now as Amanda G. Savage?
I like to pull my face back when I get stressed so I don't get wrinkles, right? If someone emails me and I'm like, just pull it back, right? Not let them take my beauty. Because it's just weed.
It is just weed, but is it selling?
It's weed and it's greed. There's a lot of greed.
Oh.
I did a roast of the cannabis industry where I had a bunch of pig noses, prosthetic pig noses that I had people wear because everyone's stabbing their neighbors and not giving a fuck about equity people and just fucking everybody over while the government bends us over.
Well, because I was going to say while the government.
The taxation is absolutely arbitrarily enormous. 30% to go into a dispensary and get a joint. If you buy a $10 joint, it's $3 tax. So if you buy $100 worth of weed, it's $30 tax.
It's so nuts just because I allegedly sold weed at one point. And so I'm allegedly. Like, I remember thinking back in the day, like, wow, this is really not a sustainable business. And that was 25 years ago. But like, well, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, I remember really scraping by to get an eighth So to think that I would be going into a store, buying an eighth of weed, which I don't even know. I guess you can get a variety of different cannabis at different costs.
Qualities, yeah.
It used to be like $50.
Yep.
But then to pay.
Tax on top of that.
An extra wild amount of tax. What would be the tax on that? I don't do math. $8?
For a $50? It'd be $15.
$15?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, get fucked. So does that mean people are just going back to their regular schmegular person on the street and buying
traditional
cannabis?
Market. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Traditional market. My boy tone.
Well, the thing is, in California, it'd be like wine is all of a sudden legal in California and California only. So let's all stab each other and fuck each other over and make the wine shittier and shittier and make it cheaper and cheaper when we need to export it. Right. Nebraska would shit themselves to have California weed. Florida would shit themselves to have California weed, but they're like stagnating the federalization because they have to wait right. till the money gets into the right hands.
Right. Mm. Now, going to boarding school, mm-hmm. you had a lot of American Girl dolls. You then went to Catholic school, and one the millionth thing we have in common. What does your family think about you having worked in cannabis and comedy? You're really going double on them. How do they feel about it?
Hesitant.
But you've been doing this for quite some time.
I've committed to the bit.
You've definitely committed to the bit.
Yes.
And what does your father think about that?
What does your father think about you?
My father, you know what my father thinks about me? I can tell you, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what I do for work. He doesn't particularly care what I do for work. He doesn't get it. He's not dialed in.
I posted a meme the other day. My father has daughter issues.
Yeah. Oh my God. You do post great memes.
Thank you so much. Well, so my father says to me, are you still doing that comedy stuff?
Yeah.
And what do you mean by a pink suit?
Why do you wear the pink suit all the time? For continuity?
You know, why not?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love this iteration of the pink suit.
Thank you so much.
I like it. I just didn't know if there was like.
The pink suit and I have been together for 7 years of the act of Savage Talks, now G Savage Talks. And G Savage Talks will feature comedians more famous than me on the podcast, as well as female rappers. So savages, people that take on subjects that are difficult to the gristle of life, mental health, sex, being gay. Have you ever been gay? Business?
Have I ever been gay?
It was a joke.
Oh.
Have you ever eaten pussy? Me too.
Yes.
So my father will say to me, are you sure you want to talk about all those sort of things? Won't that alienate a lot of people?
At least he's so dialed in, he knows what you're talking about, though. Like, my parents don't even know I have a podcast. My parents don't even know that I've like been on SiriusXM. They don't know about the fucking Bravo of it all. Like, my parents have no fucking clue anything about me because they fundamentally don't care.
Well, that's what got us here in the first place. That's what brought us to Hollywood, is our storytelling abilities and how shiny we are. And also, I think generally, whoever your parents are is a very random deck of cards you're dealt. I don't think it's that fateful. When people are very much, I love my family. Oh, good for you. That's fucking amazing. Blessings. My family, I love them too. And I live in California and they live on the East Coast.
I know. Actually, it was really funny. I was speaking to this woman. She's a love who does my dry cleaning. I'm also in the closet to my dry cleaner because she likes me. So I won't let Rachel's like, oh my God, we got to pick up the dry cleaning. And I'm like,
don't
you
tell
can't
her.
Go. Well, no, I cannot have her go. You know what I mean? Because it's like a whole thing.
Yeah,
she's
dry
just
cleaner.
Too sweet.
Does she ask you about your man, your husband? Because that's my favorite.
I mean, not anymore. No, those are my fish ladies at the farmer's market who think I'm married. It's a whole long saga. Many of you listeners
you should just
have
be
heard
like,
it all.
To woman.
Yeah.
Surprise.
No, I know. It's gone too long, but I won't let Rachel go get the dry cleaning because I'm like, oh, you know, and it's just, you know, I can't ruin the relationship. But anyway, she was asking me about. She's like, oh, do you have children? I was like, we're like trying, but I say we, I don't ever gender.
Yes.
And
my
she's
partner
like,
and I.
She goes, well, your parents are going to help you. I'm like, no, they live in Florida. And she's like, well, when did they move there? And I said, oh, like 15, 16 years ago or something. She goes, well, why wouldn't you have left California with your parents and gone to Florida and moved with them? And I wish I had a candid camera to look at my fate. Like, I just did. Why would I ever do that? I'm like, no, I would never do that. And she's like, well, would they move here and live and stay with you and help you take care of your child? And I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Not only would I just not want it myself, but also they wouldn't do it. They don't get out of here. Like, they don't love me like that.
I love when people of any melanation hear about how divided a white family is. Oh, and you're just, like, the money came in and the personalities came in and the addictions came in and we all decided we hate each other.
Literally, on my tombstone.
Dead
literally,
ass.
Dead ass.
Once there's money to get away from these people, I gotta go.
I mean, I didn't even have money. I came down to LA. I lived three blocks away from here, literally renting a fucking walk-in closet as a room. You think that's a lie, and it's not a lie. I had no fucking car. I had no driver's license. I took the motherfucking 710 bus from West Hollywood to Santa Monica, which is unbelievable because nobody takes the bus here. And I was so broke. Like, just, I was working in restaurants, eating all the food in the walk-in, allegedly.
Allegedly. No face, no case.
No face, no, I mean, girl. Just eating balls of cookie dough. Like, they would have this whole freezer full of all the cookie dough, and I would just pop one, keep it moving.
I was sustaining on those brown rice bags from Trader Joe's, as well as the lentil bags, and I took three buses down to a call center in El Segundo from Culver City from my friend's couch to work as a temp when I first moved here. So I was temping and doing stand-up every night, and of course, fabulously thin.
So thin. Oh, I don't, you, let's not go there. We can't. I split my pants at work the other day. Split them right down the butt.
I'll see them.
No, they're right at the house. Rachel's like, are you gonna throw them away? I'm like, just keep them for a little longer. Maybe I can fix them. Yeah, I crouched down, split my pants right down the butt, whole butt out at Condé Nast. Can you believe it? It was awful.
Iconic. I love comedy. Sorry.
I know. So your parents, okay, so they feel about the same way as mine.
Do they
know you're bisexual?
Yes. I came out to my father senior year of college when he met my girlfriend, and he seemed relieved that she was a femme.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, he seemed calmed by that. And then since then, when I have had a girlfriend out here, it was very, mm-hmm. And I think just generally the opinion is, it's more difficult. It's going to be more difficult, you know? It's like, it's not actually, because then I don't have some dusty ass dude living in my house, but.
100%. Where you have to like get so fucked up to suck dick. Could you imagine? I would. I'd have to be like, just like clonk me out. I'd have to throw myself down the stairs just to fucking get in the mindset. So sounds like cannabis is challenging. Stand-up comedy. You really went double. You like a challenge.
I do. Comedy adversity
is hard.
I know. I saw Jad Apatow go up at the Hollywood Bowl last night in honor of Jimmy Buffett. And I thought, let me write a movie for Kristen Wiig and I, and then you give me money for it. That's what I thought.
Okay. That's what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was he funny?
Yes. He does have that.
Jad Apatow. Just fucking cashing checks.
I'm saying I would also like to have the boat money. I would like a beach house in Ventura, a nice end of life plan for my father, as well as a crash pad on the east side of Los Angeles. And that's it. And my student loans paid. I don't feel like that's reasonable.
I feel like that is totally not unreasonable and reasonable and wonderful. Honestly, may I tack on?
Sure.
My friends all live in Ventura and in Ojai, just like you.
Amazing.
I actually would go beach house Mexico, but that's another story for another time. I would like to leave Glendale and go further east to Pasadena.
Okay.
That's it.
We're vision boarding.
Yeah. Let's just vision board it up.
Cool, cool, cool vision boards.
Cool, cool, cool vision boards. Also, new metabolism, new body. I would like to go to Seoul and get a whole new face, like a whole new look.
Of what varietal?
Slim it up, baby. I just want to look different. I want to go to Korea and just get the best of the best. Snatch it up. Upper blasphemy. I mean, I can get specific. Nose job, upper blasphemy.
You're so beautiful. Shut up.
Look at Jennifer Lawrence right now and look at pictures of her from 5 years ago.
This is
beautiful both ways, but both times.
Oh, I'd smash.
Looks better
I'd
now.
Smash.
So yeah, just a little like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
This is my pre-plastic surgery face. Do you like it? Look.
You look great. Yeah.
This is afterwards. Ready?
I like them both. I think they're both good.
I am excited.
You have great skin.
Thank you. I worked in skincare in Beverly Hills in my mid-20s. So that was, I ran doing a spa. What? I ran a spa as a manager. So that's when I got deep into skincare. And I want to go as long as I can so I can brag. And then when I go.
Oh, you haven't had any Botox, any filler, anything?
I have Kylie Jenner's lips before.
And then what?
This is them after.
What do you mean? I don't get what you're saying.
Remember when she was white?
Yeah, I didn't say that. Just for the record, I didn't say that. She said that.
Well, she's not Armenian, so.
Well, now she looks all different. It's a never-ending story. Morphing. Timothée Chalamet. Which is the craziest mashup. Could you imagine going from having two children with Travis Scott to being with little Willy Wonka?
You calling him Timothée is killing me.
It is Timothée. Look it up. I'm right. I've been called him Timothée because I am traveled.
Timothée Chalamet. I at the same time was seeing someone who looked like Timothée Chalamet and also
a lesbian, no doubt.
He was a beautiful
lesbian.
Yeah, sure. Feminine and then man. Like 6'4" black dude. And I was dating them both at the same time. So
yeah, that's
my range is far.
It's so hard to keep on track. Oh, you're no beauty, no need for beauty skincare. I'm like, what?
No, there's not no need.
You don't need it. You look great.
Thanks.
Like you and I had fucking American Girl dolls. Do you know what little girls have now? They're obsessed with skincare. My niece, who's like 10. Obsessed with skincare. I mean, I was smoking cigarettes when I was 10.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So a little different, but yeah, isn't it wild? They're like all the Gen Alpha, Gen Z obsessed with skincare.
Beauty is a currency. I've gotten very far in my life because I'm good looking. And I can't deny that.
There you go. Wow.
I have a joke about if I had a nickel for every man in cannabis who wanted to sleep with me. I'd actually have a lot more than a nickel. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all the money.
Oh my God, you're funny. Yeah. Do you have to be like no shit where you eat vibes with messing around with dudes and cannabis?
All I do is shit where I eat. Yeah, it's in the brand book. Yeah, it's
tight,
in the brand book. Yes.
Tight, it's in the brand book.
I don't ever sleep with anyone directly in my company, but there's so many affiliated companies and so many cuties.
So how could you?
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Also, there's not as many women. It's just as misogynistic as you think. I actually have chosen two very misogynistic.
No, industries. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Comedy and cannabis. Yeah, both are like you listen to SiriusXM and they still have like man show comedians on there. You're like, what year is it? It'd be like playing like only Backstreet Boys. It's like, you know, there's women now, like very, very funny women, but like the politics behind it are still so archaic. And I'm open to showing one nipple and doing comedy on Comedy OnlyFans.
Is that a thing?
I think it should be.
Oh, it's not real yet. You have great tits. Why don't you do comedy on OnlyFans with your tits out?
Just one.
Why not?
You'll never see the other one unless you pay $40,000. Because you can Google the word boobs. They're my boobs. Know your worth, sweetie.
Okay. If I could do OnlyFans, I'd be on it right now.
Shall we?
No.
We just hold hands and walk off it?
No, I can't. Literally, it's gone. It's like never going to happen. Like it's over. But that's the thing. I think to the point of like, I'm glad there was no social media when I was at boarding school. I'm glad that in my early 20s, when I was the hottest I will ever be, there was no OnlyFans because I probably would have jumped on that.
Let me teach you Pilates. I can get you hot.
Wait, you know, I'm certified in Pilates and have been practicing 18 years.
Oh, you are? Wow. Jesus.
I practice 4 times a week, but girl, I'm fat still. So.
No. You know what we need to do? We need to get you in that Bunda lifestyle.
Oh, you do Wunda?
Bunda.
Oh, no, I hate that place. I don't need to go to that fucking place.
You're not going there. I'm saying we'll do a lot of ass stuff and a lot of waist stuff, and then you'll be thicky.
Have you ever seen what I look like? All I have is an ass.
No, I haven't seen you naked, Liz.
Oh. Well, you don't have to see me naked to see that I have a big ass. And it's just pure, oops, rock hard muscle. Rachel's like, you could bounce quarters off your ass. Girl, we'll talk about it this afterward. But yeah, please come do Pilates with me. I have to go do Pilates in Glendale with all these old ladies. And I'm so good. They put me in the corner and they're just like, do whatever. But that's not like good for me because no. I need to like continue
yeah,
to
you
elevate
need to be with your
Nobody
peers.
Nobody fucking cares about this. Literally, people are listening to this podcast and they're like, did these girls literally huff Robitussin shards up their noses before they started this?
I'll
do you
talk
think?
About all of our similarities forever. Let's figure out which ways we're different.
Okay. What kind of music do you like?
Rap. And dad rock. And dad rock.
See, I like, see, secret, I fuck with some Eagles.
I went to the Eagles a couple of months ago and my friend was like, I can't believe you know every single lyric.
Nah, I would fuck. I fuck with Tom Petty.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Really fuck. I mean, my favorite band, Fleetwood Mac, obviously. I guess that's, is that dad rock?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because there's a woman, it can still be dad rock.
That's about it though for the dad rock for me.
Yeah. Okay. You're not a Led Zeppelin guy?
No. Isn't that Stairway to Heaven? Mm. That's like the sad stuff. It's not for me. No, I think the problem is being from San Francisco. I had to listen to all these fucking idiots listening to Led Zeppelin all the goddamn time. And I was like, no, thanks. If you try to bring some Grateful Dead noodle
no.
fish string cheese no, incident, I'm out of this
string
place.
String cheese incident.
Oh my God.
That's
I
one
went
of the
to
circles
a string
of hell.
Cheese. Oh God. Depths of hell. Like Dave Matthews. I'm like, what are you saying? What the fuck
is- I was caught in a jam sesh very early in my California days, like first couple months in Ventura. And I was like, what have I done that I've moved to California? And everyone
was
just,
it in a basement?
It was in a living room and people started grabbing drums and guitars. And I was like, I feel so uncomfortable, but I'm that cynical person. And I know I'm being a dick, but make it stop.
What? There's nothing cynical about that. I'd be out so fucking quick. I'd be like, put your nut bracelets down. I'm out of here. You know, they're like with their whatever, their cowbells and such. Yeah, no. Okay. So we're still pretty the same. I don't know. How do you feel about gender reveals? Mm. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think maybe we're just same.
Yeah. Cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. How about like friend relationships that are girls in LA? I've had a lot of trouble with those.
I moved to Ventura.
Yeah. All right.
I like Ventura because you can come over when I look like shit and I'm like folding my laundry. In LA, you have to go to an event or a birthday party. That's when you see your friends. Like, just come to the crib and chill. Just chill. I'm not doing jack shit. Come over. You're a little hungry, I'll make you a little snacky poo. We don't have to have a dinner with plays and we'll take pictures. I had to be done. I got my own little place on the east side and no one came over.
Yeah.
And
you're
because,
not wrong.
Because no one wants to move their car after 5 p.m. because they have a good parking space. And it's also, you have to drive through actual hell to get anywhere.
It's true. I had to drive through fucking Cheeseburgers in Paradise last night.
Just to get to acupuncture.
And then it took me, are you ready for this? An hour and 22 minutes to get home. From Hollywood. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I ate pizza, had a couple of wings, had a glass of wine, and
I wish I had a joint for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not great. But I get what you're saying about it being so eventized in LA. I also just feel like I now live far enough away where it feels like an event for anyone to come to me.
Everyone is very like, if it's 15 minutes away, oh my God. It's like, are you kidding? And I also drive everywhere for a living. I go door to door. Like my territory is from San Luis Obispo down to South LA. So I'm some days on the road for 12 hours. So I don't mind driving. I'm an outdoor cat, I call myself. You know, I'll come home for dinner, but I'm out and about. And it's a giant suburbia. So everyone wants their own little domicile to be where everyone, like, but then people, if you do come over, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, my house looks like this. I'm sorry, And it's like, you're my friend. I couldn't give less of a shit. I'm trying to hang out with you and like have a conversation that's not like staged and we don't have to pay for.
That's so real. Wow. My mind is blown.
Lifestyle.
You're very accurate, Amanda G. Savage. It is. I just don't have. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm locked in because I have a mortgage. It's a wrap for me.
Striving.
But come over whenever.
Striving. Oh, I'll be outside. I have another friend who lives in Glendale and I'm like trying to come over all the time. And it's like,
You can roll through. I'm down. I like get tickled when people roll through because I do live so far.
I sell hella weed over there. So.
Tight. Come through.
Yep.
Come all the way through. Last question, since I keep teasing this American Girl doll conversation of which we never had. How many American Girl dolls did you have? And did you have a favorite one and why?
Good question. I started with Samantha.
Same.
Then I got Molly.
Same.
Then I got Felicity.
Same.
Spoiled brat alert. Spoiled brat alert.
My parents don't love me and they were rich when I was little. Then they lost all their money.
My parents lost all their money too.
We're the same.
Liz.
It's the worst. I think it's actually worse starting out having all the dolls and then losing it all. But what do I know? I'm very well-rounded. Okay, so we had what was your favorite doll?
You've seen the picture of me as Samantha holding Samantha with a tiny Samantha.
Going up on this Instagram. It's your promo picture for this episode.
Thank you so much. A lot of people are jealous. It's mostly that my mother had a shopping addiction.
Right? It's so good.
And was filling a hole.
Unbelievable.
So from there, I got an itty bitty baby that was Asian because my mother promised me an adopted Asian sister that I never got. But that's okay. All good. All G. I had an itty bitty baby. And then I had one that, you know, you could order that looked exactly like you.
But I'm too old.
Okay.
You
aged out of that
we
one.
We aged out.
Yeah.
So that was your favorite one.
No, I would say Samantha's the G.
Samantha's the G because she was the richest one, Upper East Side.
I had Josefina as well.
I did not have Josefina. I stopped at the, I really liked Felicity, but I will say the accoutrement that went with Samantha, which was the gold four-poster
gold
bed.
I still try to get that
the
bed.
The trunk of clothes.
You come over to hook up with me and I just have the exact setup that Samantha had.
But I did remember specifically loving some picnic basket of sorts that had like, let me roll back. Obviously, I loved the desk.
Yes.
Remember the writing desk and like the little pencils? Oh my God.
She had it the best though.
Yeah, she was rich as fuck, Upper East Side.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. Amanda G. Savage, you're a pleasure and a dream.
It's like looking in a mirror, Liz.
It really is. I wish I had also worn a velour tracksuit because I have a lot of them. Next time. Also, check me out on Big Business Baby Women podcast.
And then G Savage Talks podcast will come out. It will have a big business segment. So we'll get you on for big business talks.
Would love it.
The type of business that you do. How are you bringing in money and where are you putting it?
My money is going to the government because the taxes are out of control and I don't understand what's happened. And to pay for my insurance monthly that covers nothing. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.